killings every week.
Machine cut on the other side?
What?
So I can see the attack.
Okay, we're going to Mishnah Aleph. Again, we're going to chazal with the story of yesterday. Kol Shul Yad, who is Loi Shema. And we're just saying about the Lama Kal. Teaching us a rule. What is the rule over here? Lama Kal, Mash, the Madin Shal Yad L'Eichel. What is the Dina Yad L'Eichel? Okay, the Madin Shal Shoymer.
Right.
Shal Shoymer, so Eichel Shlo Yud Yiskal.
The Shoymer is the Yad.
Yeah, the Madin Shal 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 Acher, another portion of Dovet L'Eichel, Sh'enoi, Lo Yad V'Loi Shoymer. Kol Shul Yad. It's a handle. You go and ukse to enim the stem of the agosim and pierce. Shadim oiches beukitz b'shosh oichel as a pri v'chaim etzem a bone sheyesh b'roishay bosar, a bone which has the tip meat. Shadim oiches be'etzem k'dei leechol as a bosar. You hold the bone in order to eat bosar sheb'roishay v'loy shoymer. And this item you hold does not provide any protection to the meat, to the food portion. It does not enhance the food that it should not spoil prematurely. What are we coming to exclude? The portion of the stem which actually makes physical contact with the tip of the fruit or the meat. That touches to the berry. That's called the choysam, and that's what we have this picture. That's the purpose of the sefer, to show us this, illustrate this point over here. Here is the garoin. This is the garoin, and the little ball.
This is great. Okay, we did learn this stuff, but that's good.
We never learned this stuff. It's really similar in other mishnayos. There's a little bit of a little bit overlap. We learned this. Maybe we did learn it. We did learn some of this stuff. All right, so it's Chazar, so what do you want?
No problem.
You remember this?
Yeah.
You remember this?
I remember pictures.
Like I remember we did look some of this.
Still all these pictures.
All right, so it's Chazar.
It's great.
It's Chazar, what's the terrible Chazar?
Nothing. I think we did this for... Okay, right there.
That's the Choysam. The Choysam over here is that little tip.
That little tip over
that's
there.
That's the Choysam, and here that's the Shomer, and that's the Yad. Okay, the Sharvet is the branch. Okay, that's all over here, so that's called Mitamei. So we're working with the Yud Mi, with a Chirik. A Chirik is one dot. Chirik is Nitma Al Yidei Ha'eichel. So a Mitamei Nitma Al Yidei Ha'eichel. She'im Naga Tumah Ba'eichel. If Tumah touches the food, then the Yad becomes Tamei as well. It's susceptible to become Tamei Ba'eichel. Nitmis Af Ha'yad. Shehi chibur loichel u mitamei es oichel shem naga tuma biyad.
V'lo yishem she'eni shem es oichel shalei skakel lehetsu nekes.
Mitamei with the yud mi
like we see on top.
Mi, a little dot. Nitma aydei oichel. So if the food becomes tummy, it becomes tummy. It is susceptible to tuma. She'em naga tuma biyichel nitma afaya. And it's mitameh. So oichel sheim naga tuma biyad. If tuma touches the yad, he mitama af es oichel. Limit starif. Im oichel lahashlima l'chshiyitza. Does not combine to the minimum shiur lahashlima l'chshiyitza. Kedei tameh achedim. Period. That's called the yad. So yad has the milus of that it's mitameh umitama. It can become tame because of the pre umitame, and it can contaminate the food to the minimum shear of a beitz. To contaminate something else, it's not mitzdoreif. Now, what about a shomer? Kol shehu shomer loichel goin kalipo sapri the shell. Shomer sapri shlo yiskalkel av yishel yagul saniyad loichel. So mitame.
Okay, so let's see a shomer now.
A shomer now is
like a klipa.
The klipa shomer. Here it is. Called klipa loichel is the shell of the nut. Yeah. That's a walnut. Harayu shomer leegos the fish shehi megino it protects the oichel ve'ini hashlum nagoliyad the fish ainam b'shamer so tufel ayidei oiges it's not gonna guard it. Kalipas eegos mekabelas tuma ve'afilush ainay oichel lochol since v'hi shomer oichel so shomer. Okay, so therefore the difference between mekabel tuma. Okay, so now let's see what's over here.
And it's also because it's a shomer. It's also part of the what do you call right?
It's not a yad. It says it's not a yad. A shomer af al pi she'ina yad mitamei u mitamei u mitstarei. Okay?
What?
And the warning, my Rabbi, literally every 5 minutes. With every 5 minutes, another phone. Every 5 minutes.
You get?
No, they get.
Oh.
They get every niggun you ever heard of. Every.
Oh, this year.
So now what I do is now what I do, when it goes off, I stop. Bevaz again. I stop. Your cell phone goes off. Everyone should know that you're stopping. So I wait. I stop.
Once you get locked,
I wait. And the biggest chutzpah is when you the answer. Hello? 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 So, we stop. We have a conversation. We'll all listen to the conversation.
Okay.
Have no seichel, no seichel.
Okay, so Klipa's even.
I gotta go. Yeshiva world. Stay in Washington, New York. What are you coming here for?
Go home.
Stay home. Watch the videos at home.
Okay. Anyway, so the Klipa also.
Klipa's
edge
of the Kabbalah Summa, the Akiva Shayna,
Yes,
so it's even better.
Right.
It's even better, it's been started. Weiter. So here it says, "Mitamish Nifla." Let's say, "Yes, okay." Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa.
Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema
Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema
Lo'echav
Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema
Kol Shu
Shema Lo'echav Kol Klipa. Shema Kol Shu Shema
With
Mara, the maidens called the min hamikros. So Utan, Mayim al Zera, the Nafa, Minivlosom of Tommy Hulochem, Bidosh Lochem, the whole Shabbat Sochem. It says, Kilam al Zera, Nafa Minivlosom, Tommy Hulochem. What is Tommy? Not only is the food Tommy, even the shomer is tamei, even the yad is tamei. Seeding kederach shebne adam moitziim lezria, the way you go and you plant food in the ground. Chitim b'klipasan, when you go and you plant the chita in its klipa, and that's the shomer. Usarim barley b'klipasan v'hainu emas shomer shalom. Finish elas hashaila ma bo hakosav lehashmianu im l'nim tuma shashomer mitama ma echa. It was teaching that tuma that mitamei. That it becomes tamei umitama, and it can cause the food to become tamei. Hare hadvarim kal v'chomer. We know that a kal v'chomer from yad. We just said one moment ago for the word lochem. Lochem teaches me yad. So what's this coming to be mechadesh? Kal v'chomer miyad. Aval ma yad. Aval ma yad. Aprim mitamo mitamei. Shomer lo kol shekein. Mikam lo bar kaso elashman sheish shomer mashem miyad is a nayudin, and that is tseruf. Tseruf. Shayad ain't a mitzarefes, emo echel bichshe bekeritza, vil shoymer mitzarefimoy.
But where do we see that from?
From the pasuk that says, Vichyutan, mayim al zera. No, the pasuk says, Vichyipol minivlosom al kol zera zerua asher yizorea. It's three times the word zera zerua yizorea. Why does the pasuk is a triplicate?
Yeah,
why does it say it three times? So the Gemara makes a drasha. What does that show you? Zorea, the way you seed it. When you seed seeds, when you put a seed into the ground, with the klipa. You don't just put the seed into the ground. You put the seed into the ground with the shell attached to it. Is that correct?
Okay.
So therefore, what is it telling you? That the klipa is the chelik of the zera, of the seed.
So why does it say three times?
I don't know, but we're focusing now on the last reference. The last reference is called Asher Zera, Zerua, Asher Yizore. Look at the last part of the expression. Asher Yizore, that which you seed. Why does it say that which you seed? What's the coming to teach you that you put the klipa in the ground the way you plant it in the ground? The way you plant it in the ground is with the klipa. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that when the klipa is a chelik of the zera. So what is that coming to teach you? If you're coming to tell me that it's going to teach me that the seed becomes tame because of the klipa, or the klipa becomes tame because of the seed, we can derive that from logic. Kal v'choymer. Ma duch yad. Yad is mitame u'mitama ashoymer l'kol shekein. So what then is the pasuk coming to be marbet when it says asher yizoreya? It's coming to be marbet seiruf. That the klipa is mitzorev to the zera, to the sheer bait, so to mitame something else. But yad, you don't have that drasha. Yad, you only have the drasha lochem. Only to teach you that it's mitame umitama, but we have no makor to teach you that it's going to be of tzeruf.
Correct.
Weiter. Now let's say you have an item that's loishem v'loyad. Kol she'inu loishem v'loyad. Ela shu dovok loichel. It's dovok. Oichel. Loi mitame v'loi mitama v'kol she'in she'inu mitzorev. It's not mitzorev. So what's the which is in the above? Here you rule hears. You rule hears follicles. Loy shoyme veloya, loy mitamov, loy mitame shiur shiarpri. Seir. Here. We learned this stuff. Here. The seir apri the here, ain't a royal machal, ev shalochas boy will talpos apri, imkin in a yad gam in a meganal pri, the imkin in a shomer. These follicles, they're here. You can't hold it through. They're too small to use the handle, and they do not provide any protection. Therefore, it's not called a yad, and it's not a shomer. Memela, it's this lo mitame, and it's not mitzvah. It's garnished, and it shows. Therefore, let's say you have this thing is tame, and the little heels are touching a piece of bread. Nothing's going to happen to the piece of bread. It's not an extension. If the piece of bread is not making contact with the actual fruit, it's only making contact with the hairs that come out of the fruit, even though the fruit is tame, the fruit, let's say, is a rishon,
or
it's not going to make that because it's lo mitame, lo mitama, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever. Okay, let's have the mission inside.
Huh?
What?
Shershi, I thought we were going to go further.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Kol shu yad, v'lo shomer, yad, mitame. What does it mean, mitame? The yad becomes tame because of the fruit. If the fruit is tame, umitame, that if the yad becomes tame, then it makes the fruit tame. But v'loy mitzdorev. That's a yad. How do you know that? L'maskana? From the word lochem. Lochem l'chol shevet tzorchechem. Let's say we have a shomer.
Half
of a yad, a shomer, it's not a yad. What, for example, a klipa. A klipa is not called a yad. Why is that called a yad? Why is a klipa not called a yad?
It doesn't protrude.
Klipa so ego is why? I'm holding the fruit, the walnut, because the shomer. Klipa so ego is hare, it's a shomer. Le ego is potential, who is she magina? It protects, alaikal. The ena yad, if you shomer, it's a mesh, but al yede, you don't use the carry. Why not? I don't know why not. Why not? Why is that going on? I don't know why it's not.
That's something you hold on to.
Why not? You do hold on to it. I don't know. That's what it says. Still, then it's not. For whatever reason, it's not. So let's say it's not. Let's say over here it's loyshom loyad loy mitame. If the klipa does not become tame, loy mitame, and if the klipa becomes tame, it does not contaminate the fruit. Okay. Now, what about which is none of the above? Doesn't say loyshom loyad. Shomer alfi yishen yad. Mitame umitame umitzoref. So if it's a shomer mitame, if the fruit becomes tame, the cleaver becomes tame. Umitame, if the cleaver becomes tame, the fruit becomes tame. Umitzoref, and it combines the shear of a beitza. Let's say we have an item which is none of the above. Loi shomer velo yod, garnished. Loi mitame. Okay, if it's none of the above, here follicles, none of the above. Next Mishnah. What is called a shomer? Shira shashum abet solunak lipulahak paloitois minkarti. Okay, the roots of garlic and onions and kaploitois minkarti. Karti means leek. Leek.
It's kapkapolis.
What?
It's the third one.
Kaploitois. kaplay toes. Remember this?
Yeah.
Garlic, onions, here it is, leek.
Leek, we wrote it in.
Kaplay. Kishahim lachim harei elu shomer. And those funny things on the bottom, when it's moist, then it's called a shomer. Pitemes hakapal, the pitum of hakaplay, kalipa, the tachdis hakaplay, is a kalipa. On the bottom of the kaplay, shahashayashim, yoitsin yimena, yeishbachem din shomer. Has a din of a shomer. Hashomer, shahabas.
The hair or the,
what?
The thing around, they're showing us the ring also.
The bitemes. That's the ring. The ring. Bitemes are couplings. Okay, the bitemes.
The bitemes
are couplings. So which is the shomer? It's the hair
or the ring?
The klipa. It's the klipa. Not the hair. Not the hair. It's not the hair. It's the temes of the klipa. It's the shell of the tachtis habotzel shahasharashim.
Right.
That is called shomer. Not the hair. The hair is not.
Okay, good.